Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
I'm actually recording this episode on the evening for a change. I was going to record it this morning, but I ended up going out for a walk instead because the weather was quite nice and I just fancied getting some exercise. And on my walk, I was surprised by how many butterflies I saw. There were butterflies everywhere. Butterflies, very, very large koi carp, very, very large fish, and also lots and lots of turtles in this stream I was walking along. And these butterflies, they were very big compared to English butterflies. And very colourful as well. And just surprised by how many of them there were. Because obviously we have butterflies in England, but I don't tend to see them so often. Well, it's not like they're rare. But, when you're out, you see the odd one or two. But this place I was walking in today, they were just everywhere. It was weird. In a nice way. Weirder in a nice way. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about today, is the topic of, are you a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper? I am most certainly a light sleeper, a very, very light sleeper. I can't sleep on trains. I find it hard to sleep in cars. I can't sleep on aeroplanes or buses or coaches or whatever. I can sleep easily. It's not. I don't find it hard to sleep. It just has to be in the right place. So I usually want, I have to be lying down for a start in a bed. That always helps. And I like it to be completely black, no light, pitch black, as we say. And I don't like any sounds. I like it to be silent. And English houses are made of brick. And they have these windows called double glazing, which means the windows have two panes of glass. So every window you see has two pieces of glass, some air, in a vacuum, and then some more glass. And those things really keep the sound out. I mean, you can have people walking by on the street outside the front of your house, and you don't really hear it when you've got this double glazing when you've got these double glazing windows. And of course, the brick is very good at blocking sound out. There's two layers of brick as well. So you have brick, then you have this space in the middle of the wall called a cavity, and then you have more brick. So yeah, like two layers of glass, two layers of brick. It's really good at keeping sounds out. So normally when I'm lying in bed back in England, I don't hear anything, nothing at all. It's just this lovely silence and it's very dark and I just go straight to sleep. And I think this is why I'm a light sleeper. I've got used to sleeping in these conditions, like for my whole life, you know, pitch black, completely silent, and that's just the way I sleep. So when I don't have those conditions, I find it incredibly hard to fall asleep. Well, somewhere between incredibly hard and impossible, sometimes just impossible to fall asleep. Anyway, the other day, we, as in me and my wife, moved our bed into a different room in our new apartment, in our new flat. And we've actually been staying in, I suppose there's three bedrooms, and one of them is like, it's a Japanese room. So it's got like straw mats on the floor and that kind of style. And it's the biggest room out of the three rooms. And I think you're sort of supposed to sleep in this room. Like this is the main, probably meant to be the main bedroom. But we've been sleeping in one of the smaller back rooms that we have. And we thought, well, you know, let's try sleeping in this bigger room. But this bigger room is at the front of the flat and it sort of connects with the living room. So there's like a living room and a dining room and a kitchen that's sort of shared. So the living room the living room and the dining room are definitely shared. That's the same room. The kitchen is sort of like its own separate room, but it's got like a big, how do you describe it? Sort of like a counter. It's got like a big counter. So you could sort of connect it in a way to the living room and the dining room. Anyway, this Japanese style room, this like traditional style room, that's connected as well because you've got these sliding doors. And you can open these sliding doors and then you're like straight into the living room. And it's like they open at an angle. I've started trying to explain something quite difficult now. You've got like a 90 degree angle and you've got, so this is like the corner of the room and there's the doors slide out one way across that 90 degree angle and another way across it as well. So it's almost impossible. What it is it's impossible to describe without seeing a picture of it. I think I'm doing a very bad job at describing it to you. But you'll have to try your best to imagine it. Anyway, so basically the point is this room, this like front bedroom is very close to the kitchen and things like that. Which is important because the kitchen has a fridge in it and the fridge makes a noise. So when we moved to this front room for the first time, I found it hard getting to sleep because I could hear this fridge noise all night and that was driving me mad. And then at something like 4:30 in the morning, I heard all this water, like a load of water, like someone just turned on a tap. And I thought, oh no, what on earth has happened? Is there like a leak or something? Is it like a leak from upstairs? Or I don't know. I couldn't imagine what it was. I was like half asleep, so I couldn't think properly. And I listened for a while and I realized, oh, it's the washing machine. So my wife had set the washing machine to come on. Probably it was meant to be an hour before we wake up, maybe. It didn't go off an hour before we woke up. It was like 4:30. And I think it finished around 5:30 or maybe a bit earlier. And I just remember listening to it, just trying to get to sleep and just listening to it and then noticing, oh, it's stopped now. And then just about falling to sleep and then it was time to wake up. So yeah, I didn't sleep very well that night. I didn't sleep very well at all. And since then, We've not had the washing machine on. Like, it doesn't come on automatically now. It only wake up, switch it on, and then that's how the washing's done. And that's just because I'm such a light sleeper. I find it so hard to sleep without these, like, perfect conditions. My wife, on the other hand, she can sleep through anything. I mean, it's crazy. And the things that would wake me up, like the slightest noises, she is completely immune to. But even like louder sounds, it's like sometimes I get up before her in the morning and I can go and do anything. I could probably listen to music ridiculously loud and it wouldn't wake her up. It's weird. There was an alarm. Her alarm clock was going off. Well, not her alarm clock, her phone. It was going off. It was making a noise. And she was just asleep. And it was right next to her face. And it was going off. And I could hear it in every room. And it just kept going and going and going. And she just wouldn't wake up. Now, for me, that's impossible. I can have my phone alarm or any like alarm clock. I can set the volume down like really, really low. And I always hear it. And it always wakes me up. It doesn't have to be close to me. It can be like across the other side of the room. And it always wakes me up straight away. I just can't sleep through an alarm. So I guess in some ways, or at least in one way, being a light sleeper does have one advantage. But I think mostly it's a disadvantage, really. Because, well, it's really not good for traveling. I wish I could sleep on an aeroplane. That would be great. That would make the flights go so much quicker. And when I came over to Japan a few months ago, I made the silly mistake of picking an evening flight. I thought I'll be okay this time. I'll be able to sleep on the flight. And of course I didn't. And it was the worst flight I've been on because everyone expects you to sleep. So it's always dark in there and, you know, the shutters are down on the windows, so there's no light coming in. And it's, imagine like being trapped in this really dark environment and you can't really do anything and you can't sleep either. No, a daytime flight would have been so much better because everyone was awake and everyone's watching films. And yeah, I probably won't make that mistake again. But yeah, it's annoying. I can't go on like a night bus or a night coach or whatever you want to call it. Like one of those coaches that run really late at night and you get on them and then you sleep and you wake up at you're at your destination. I tried it before and I just felt terrible. I didn't sleep. We were going along the motorway, you know, like a high speed road. And I just kept thinking like, this coach feels like it's going really fast. I wonder if the driver is speeding. I wonder if we're in danger. And I was looking out the window trying to like guess what speed we're going. I don't know why. I never think like that when it's, you know, like daytime, but it's like at night and you think like, is the driver tired? You know, is it safe enough for him to be driving or her to be driving us? It's annoying. I do wish I could sleep, and I wish I was a heavy sleeper, and so I could fall asleep and then not be woken up by tiny sounds. Because that was another thing as well. It was a windy night the other night, and the windows in this flat, and actually in many Japanese flats or homes, they're loose. They rattle. So the wind blows and it sort of makes them vibrate. And they make a noise and that's a bit annoying. Well, it's not annoying. I don't mind it in the daytime. It's at night. It wakes me up. So it's more than annoying. I don't know. My theory is, so like my idea or sort of like my plan is that if I keep sleeping in this room long enough, then I'll get used to the noises and then they won't wake me up. And so far, it's working a bit, but yeah, we'll have to see. I'll keep trying. Maybe it'll get better or not. Who knows? Anyway, until next time, I hope you get a lovely night's rest tonight. Bye-bye.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.